The 1969 cross-country team, under the guidance of head coach Gary Dross, went undefeated with a record of 12-0 and became the college's first cross-country team to win the Mid-Hudson Conference Championship. The squad placed first in the two-year division of the Albany Invitational and captured the Region 15 cross-country championship before finishing 14th at the national championships. In 1969, there were no divisions at the national event, and all schools raced together at this one event. Bill Wilbur was the team's leading runner, finishing as the first colt across the line in 15 of the team's 16 races that fall. He was victorious in 11 dual meet races and also won the Albany Invitational, the Mid-Hudson Conference race, and the Region 15 Individual Championship. During the season, Bill set or reset 12 course and meet records. Joining with Bill to give the Colts a dominating 1-2 punch was Jerry Hanlon, who was beaten by just one opponent other than Bill Wilbur in the 12 dual meets. Jerry also finished third at the regional meet and second at the Albany Invitational. During his lone individual victory of the year, Jerry set a course record while helping the Colts to a 25-31 road victory at Suffolk, snapping the hosts' 23-meet winning streak. Both teams had entered the meet with undefeated records. The 1969 team demonstrated remarkable depth throughout the year, receiving key contributions from Jim DiStefano, Rick Cole, Gary Cole, Ron Beagle, George Givens, Steve Brick, team captain John Kennedy, John Ryan, and Ken Lohmeyer. Wilbur, Hanlon, DiStefano, and Beagle each earned both All-Conference and All-Region accolades. Rick Cole was also named All-Conference, while Givens was tabbed All-Region. The team's faculty advisor was John Blaney, and the team manager was Yogi Davis. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, the Colt Athletic Hall of Fame is pleased to welcome the 1969 cross-country team as part of the class of 2014.